Blog Talk Radio.
Just get you something to drink. Go back there. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Lines are all open. Everybody's here. So Miss Nina is your moderator in the chat room, and she's also the co-host, so I'm going to bring Miss Nina on. And then I'll do a quick little announcement. So good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lennis. Good afternoon, everyone. The chat room's not open yet because I'm having computer issues, but I'll be there shortly. Just hang in there.
Okay, no problem. Well, I tell you, it's been I hope everybody enjoyed a happy Thanksgiving for all the people that are stateside and also people that do enjoy it around the world, if you're military, of course, or living overseas. I hope that you celebrated the birthday with the nation. And I hope everybody had a good time, wonderful time with family and friends. I know we did. They kept coming back. Now I got a crowd that's in here right now that came in just before the show. But that's okay. I got them back in my bedroom for the time being, but I see people are slipping into the kitchen. But that's okay. We're going to do the show, at least give you an hour, okay? It's a good holiday weekend. It truly is. Okay, Miss Nina, do you have any announcements for today, birthdays or anything?
I do have a couple of announcements because I was not on the air last week. I had two birthdays. One was on Wednesday, and that was Pierce, the little guy I used to look after. He's now living in North Carolina. Happy birthday, Pierce. He turned 9, I believe. And on Wednesday was my BFF daughter's birthday, Jessie. Happy birthday, Jessie. And tomorrow is my nephew's birthday, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Happy 22nd birthday, Stephen. And today is our National Football League final. So that is one of the other reasons why we're only going to do an hour show today because, yeah, the football game has started right now.
And ours is on, too. The Seahawks are playing right now, too. Oh, boy. Okay, well, I'll tell you, last week you were missed, but I'm going to tell you I made up for your birthdays. I had so many birthdays, I was like, wow, why are there so many birthdays in November? March must have been a very good month. But anyway, okay, well, I guess we're ready to begin. So our first call up is area code 229. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, Nina, Lennis. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I just wanted to ask one question about on my job. They have me... upfront sitting on a cart, a shopping cart, because of my restrictions. But I'm getting some negative feedback, and it's like increased with employees. They'll walk by and they'll make, you know, comments on, you know, about I'm faking an injury and I'm not doing things, and they're just getting on my nerve. And it's mostly women, and I have reported them to the supervisors, but they're no better than them. And I just want to know, like, I need to report this to my attorney about harassment on my job because of my disability, not being able to work right now because of limitations from the doctor. What do y'all see in that?
Nina?
Melvin?
Hi, Nina.
I think you should just do your job and not worry about what others are saying. They're trying to goat you into either quitting or doing something else. So just do your job. Ignore them. They're just being petty. And, don't worry about it, Melvin. You're going to find people like that all over the place. And if you keep going to an attorney and keep going to HR at every job, you're not going to have that job for any length of time. Now, if they are really persecuting you, yeah, definitely go to HR. But I wouldn't go any further than that.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are. That's why it is really, you know, it's just beginning to be annoying.
Don't react to them. You need to ignore them. And I know it's hard. I've been in that type of situation as well. And I know it's hard. But they are trying to get a reaction out of you, and it sounds like you're giving it to them.
No, I haven't gave it to them yet, you know, but I'm not. I see what you're saying, but I just got to laugh about it, but.
Don't laugh about it, Melvin. Just ignore them. They're not worth your time and your energy.
Right.
Okay. When they say those ugly things towards you, just ignore them, like they don't even exist.
Yeah, Melvin, you're better than that. So ignore them. Do your job. Let them get themselves into trouble.
Okay.
Okay?
That's great. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. You have a great week, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next call is area code 760. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Gigi. How are you?
Hi, Gigi. I'm doing terrific. And yourself?
Great, great. Thank you. Yeah, so I guess my question today is concerning a new love coming into my life, what you see around that.
Okay, are you involved with anybody right now?
I am not. No.
Okay, and nobody from the past is trying to reconnect with you?
No, I think that somebody from the past wants to be in touch with me all the time now. Whether he's just, I don't know, you can tell me. But
okay,
I really don't have an interest in going backwards. His first name is Glenn.
Okay, that's all I need. Well, let's make sure that where Glenn is at this before we go forward to see if there's a new one.
Okay.
Glenn is a control freak. I came up right quick. He thinks you're the lady that he missed in his life that he should be with, that he should be with you. You are everything that he's looking for, but you're not interested in him. Like I said, I see controlling and also maybe a little possessive.
Yeah.
I see that he has financial funds to make the relationship comfortable, I guess, would be the word to say.
No. No, not at the moment.
Okay, well, yeah, he may feel one way toward you, but you don't feel toward him, so, yeah, that is your past. I think he wished it was more, but that won't happen.
Hmm.
That won't happen. Okay, now I'm going to go forward, see who's coming to you. You like more of a mild-mannered type of man.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that's so intense, sir, all in your face.
Right.
Someone that has compassion and understanding and communicates well with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone nearby. This is Nina. Gigi, there is someone that is nearby. Yeah, he's not very far.
Have I met him or no?
Yes,
he's between the age of 48 and 52. I don't know. Go ahead, Nina.
You have met him briefly. I'm not sure where. He's a friend of a friend.
Okay, I just recently met somebody on Thanksgiving Day, and I had I felt like between the two of us, there was like an instant connection.
It's got to be him because,
what's his first name? Yeah, then we'll know.
He must be Vietnamese. His name is Minh, M-I-N-H. Minh.
Okay, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's got sparkles in his eye. My right eye is going off like fireworks. So
he's a lot younger. He's a lot younger than me.
Age is but a number.
Yep, we don't care about that. Age and color is nothing when it comes to love.
Yeah. Well, that's how I felt.
Yeah, but opposites attract, and we don't know where love is. A young man could love you better than an older man. Depending on his maturity.
I'm not really so concerned about the numbers as I am about the maturity. Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you this. He is very much interested in you. Very much. Because like I said, I got sparkles coming out my right eye. And the right side is always very good. But the sparkles is like, wow, this would be almost like 4th of July relationship, or either going to a big event where they have fireworks. That's how your relationship would be, which is good.
Is he going to reach out to me?
Yes. Yes, he's trying to find out about you now. All the information he can about you now. Yeah. He's very much interested. I know you're going, not your kind. Well, I'm not picking up anything
on
his spirit or anything
that,
but the guy is very much interested in you.
No, I liked him. I liked him. I really liked, I've already looked him up, too. I like him.
Okay, well, I see that guy. He's definitely present. And like Nina said, he's not far. You've already met him, so I would say give him a chance. Give him a chance. Go out on a couple of dates with him. See him as really doting on you and spoiling you.
Uh-huh. So do you feel like he's my true compliment, my true love?
I could see things be comfortable with you, like a blanket, like a warm blanket you would put on you and wrap up around if you're watching TV or something. I see that about him. He's a comforter.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be comfortable. What do you see, Nina? I see he's a good guy.
Yeah, I see he's a good guy, too. I don't know if he's your true love or not. I guess time will tell with that one. Like, I'm not picking up any. I'm picking up the now. Don't ask me why. Sometimes that happens, right? So I would say give it a chance because he's not going to hurt you.
Mm-mm. Right.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give him a chance. Let us know, Gigi.
I will.
I know it's a little bit different than what you're normally at, but, you know, opposites do attract, and just give him a chance. Have a conversation with him. Get a cup of coffee and see
absolutely.
How he feels spiritually and mentally and physically, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yes.
You know, and then what is he looking for in a relationship? Is he looking for a long-term relationship, or does he just want
right.
friends? Yeah. But right. me and Nina both agree. Give that guy a chance. Don't kick him to the curb yet, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yep,
thank
give
you.
Him a chance. Okay, you're welcome, and we're wishing you luck there, young lady, okay?
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, Gigi, and thanks for calling. Okay, next call is
before we go on.
Yes,
caller,
ma'am.
We should just mention that tomorrow is the new moon, is it not?
The 29th on Tuesday.
Okay.
I've
well,
got it wrote up
yeah.
on the 29th.
I've got the 28th here. But anyways, the new moon is coming up, so make your intentions clear and put them out there. Okay, now you
that's
can go.
Right. Oh, I forgot. I did have a birthday. Happy birthday to Tina. God bless. I hope you're having a good day today with your family. Okay, I forgot she had a birthday. Okay. Yeah. Oh, while Nina said that about the new moon, make your attention. Please mark on your calendars from December 19th to January 8th. We will be in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Say it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be in Mercury retrograde from September 19th to January the 8th.
Bad.
Yes.
That's
I know.
Bad.
It's in our right during Christmas to New Year's. I know we got to all put on the armor of God and pray and keep our mouth closed and don't say too much about certain things. Yep. Right before Christmas. How about that? And through Christmas and New Year's. Okay, next call, area code 248. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. How you doing, young lady?
Hi. I'm fine. I just had a question. I want to know if you see me getting married to a woman.
Okay, no problem. What's her first name? Let's check her out, girl, first.
Keontae.
Okay. Keontae. Okay. Make sure she's the right one for you. Okay. I feel a little nervousness about her, a little edgy. Very loving, warm, compassionate, good with children. Oh, yeah, she's definitely ready to settle down. So marriage, put marriage on the table and talk about it, yeah. She's ready to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She has a love for you, but her love for you is, I see it wide, like not just spiritually, mentally, and physically love, but the love like you two accomplish things together, you know, whether you're working on committees or community stuff or, you know, going to a party, but you enjoy doing this together, and that's what she likes. So the spiritual, mental, and physical, yeah, but there's also the camaraderie that you two enjoy together. I mean, you laugh at some of the same things, and then you also realize, like, wow, you're more quirky than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel good about her, hon. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good. I don't see any problems. She's very open and beautiful and a good-natured person. So, you know, she kind of wears her heart on her sleeve, but that's okay.
Yeah.
She ain't the first, and she'll never be the last. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about her. How do you feel, Nina?
Yeah, I think it's a good match there. Something.
I do,
something
too.
Something made in heaven for sure. So, yeah, go for it, hon.
Okay. Yeah, I would too, yeah. You guys sit down and talk about the marriage. Please send us an invitation. And
I don't know how to go about it because she's in another state. And I've been knowing her for like 8 years, a long time,
That's okay that she's in another state. You two will be together. That don't distance ain't going to stop this. You two will be together. So, yeah, don't worry about the distance. Just worry about how you two can get together and enjoy your lives as one. Yeah.
Do you see when we reconnect? I haven't talked to her in months because there's a lot going on. We kind of had a little disagreement and all of that. So,
well, it's easy picking up the phone. Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say. All you have to do is pick up the phone, Gigi. Or, I mean,
Shanika.
Shanika,
okay.
Phone. To do. Okay. Phone her tonight. Tonight is a good time. With that new moon coming, new intentions.
Yep,
yeah.
It sure is. New intentions, right on.
Okay.
Call her Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, honey. Yes, indeed.
Do you see it coming, like marriage? Do you actually see the wedding? Or?
Well, yeah, it can happen. It can happen.
Okay.
That's what we're seeing. It can happen because she's, you know, she's a good person. She might have been going through some issues or change, but, yeah, she loves you. She loves you, and she's good people. So, you know, just kind of, as they say, weed through the little ugly things, you know, trivial things. And the main part, the issues that will bring you two together, you'll be together. You may have to go up there and live where she is. I don't see her moving where you are. So just to let you know, I see you going up there. Yeah. But it would be better for her. Now, I see it would be better for her to come where you are at.
Right.
That would be unified. Now, she could come where you're at and stay, be perfect. But I don't know, maybe initially just to get it all back together again, you know, may have to just travel and talk her into coming back down there with you. Because I see that as a much better environment. I see that as peace. And it's just loving. It's more loving where you're at if she comes back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we're wishing
you
the very best, young lady.
Thank you.
You know, call her and you know, be the friend that you are, but also be the lover that cares and would love to see this relationship continue, right?
Okay, right.
Yeah, okay. So don't give
Thank
up.
You.
It's there for you. Don't give up. It's you and her. All right, babe.
I'm going to hang in there.
Okay, very good, very good.
Okay.
Well, have a wonderful week and be blessed, young lady.
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with Linus and Nina. The time right now is about 3:25 on the West Coast and it's 6:25 on the East Coast. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We welcome everybody and thank you from around the world or in the chat room or on the phone for joining and supporting the show today. One question per caller, please. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or either a validation from a previous reading. Okay? All right. Next caller, area code 773. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Jamel from Chicago.
Hi, Jamel. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
That's good. Okay, I was calling to see what you ladies see coming up for me in the love department.
Okay. Is there anybody you're interested in right now, Jamel?
Not
that you might have a crush on?
No. No one in particular.
So there's
right
nobody
now.
Else. Okay.
Okay, as soon as you said that, I saw a party. Christmas party, there was Christmas trees and lights and everything else. Are you going to a Christmas party in the next little while?
No, it wasn't planned, but, you know, anything is possible.
Okay, well, if you get invited to a Christmas party, go.
Okay, okay.
That's the first thing that came up as soon as you were saying your love life. Yeah, there it was, a Christmas party.
Okay, Christmas party. I will definitely go when they come up.
Yeah, you're going to get an invitation. In fact, you're going to get three invites. I'm seeing the number three, so you're going to get three invitations for Christmas parties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, whether you can offer, that's up to you, but yeah. Isn't that what you're seeing, Nina? She's going to be at that Christmas party?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to meet her there. Do I know her already, or is this a new lady?
You kind of know her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm picking up that he kind of knows her, like in passing. Like if you were at somewhere and somebody came up and they go, oh, Jamil, this is Ann Jamil. You go, oh, hi, nice to meet you, and you go on.
Okay.
That type of,
okay.
of knowing. So you don't know really the individual, but you've seen this person before. You just haven't had the conversation.
Okay.
She's short. I see she's short and light-skinned it.
Blonde.
And hair to her shoulders. That's what I'm picking up. Short, light-skinned woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She might even be Spanish. Now they're telling us the possibility she could be Spanish. Spanish, a different culture. But
yeah.
She's cool. She's been here too many years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I think she is Spanish. Okay.
So
the party's coming. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Jamil.
Thank you. I'm getting a gift already.
Yeah, can't wait to see this gift.
Right.
Well, Jamil, enjoy yourself. Always remember to keep your hat on, unless you're around children.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
All right, then. Okay, have a good one.
All right,
next caller, area code 720. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Hello. Oh, it didn't go up. I'm sorry. Thought I clicked it right. There you go. Sorry about that, 720. Yeah, we can hear you now. Who's this?
This is Cassildra.
Cassildra, oh.
Yes.
That's different, Cassildra. Okay. And what can we help you with today, Ms. Cassildra?
I think I want to look at love life, I guess. See what's come up for my love life.
Okay, who's the guy you're seeing right now?
His name is Corey.
Okay. Is Corey tall and slender?
Yes, he is.
Why is it at times he feels like you're stubborn or he's talking, beating his head against the wall when you two have communication? Why does he feel that way about you? Is it that you're not listening, or you just don't want to hear what he has to say?
I think it's more there's no communication. I mean, it's more of him. He just, like, sometimes he, like, distances himself. Like, there's no communication for weeks. I mean, I listen to what he says when he says it, but I don't think it's more on my part. I think it's just on him. It's communication, just opening up, you know?
Okay, I see Corey going down the river. Damn. He's floating on his back, going down the river. Okay, Corey, you're out the picture.
Yeah,
wow.
I saw him sitting on the curb. So yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. So let's just scratch Corey out the picture. Okay, that's taken care of. Okay, let's see who else is coming up. Another cultural shock. This guy is a mix. He's American and something. What is it? Huh, I'm getting foreign. Third world?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm seeing this guy, but he's half American and half something else. I don't know if it's East Indian or, you know, Iran or Syria, Iraq. Almost, I think, okay, it's coming now. It's East Indian. Okay, that's what I need to see. So he's half white and half, his mother is white and his father is East Indian.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's in business. He helps with his father's gas station or mom pa store. Yeah.
What did you say? Name, yes. Telephone number.
Name, birthday.
Are you filling out some paperwork?
Is that what you do, man?
Yes. Is that someone new?
You got
any questions? Is that someone new coming?
Yeah.
She said, yeah. okay, well, I guess I'll wait to see. Is that someone I'll meet here in Colorado, or?
Asking a question.
Don't move,
yeah,
around much. By the,
yes,
end of the year?
I don't know. I can't tell you. To be honest, I just got blocked.
Yes.
Because of your noise in the background.
Oh.
The angels just went back,
okay,
and blocked me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not seeing,
yes,
anything
else.
I can't speak for Nina.
Someone that came to my door at the same time. I do apologize for that.
Yeah. I got blocked. Nina, what do you see for Cassadrill?
I see nothing. I got blocked too.
Yeah. It started off and then it just... The angels are like, just cut it off. Tell you what, give us a call again on Wednesday, and maybe we can do better for you. But right now, for whatever,
okay,
reason, they just cut it off, okay?
Well, that's fine, probably because of the noise and with the kids, but at least I got that much about Corey that he's floating up the river on his back.
Yeah.
That's a done deal.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I'll call back on Wednesday.
Okay, thank you, and have a wonderful
thank
week.
You. You too.
Okay. Next caller, area code 856. You're on the line with Linus and Nina.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
It's doing great. It's Rosemary. I haven't talked to you guys for a little bit now.
Okay, and who is this? I'm sorry?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria?
Right.
Yeah.
Rosemaria. Oh. Rosemaria. Okay. All right, Rosemaria, how are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Terrific. Doing terrific.
I guess I'll stay
so
on the
how can
same
we help topic. You today?
I guess we can stay on the same topic that you guys are on tonight. Relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, romance? Okay.
Yes.
Is there anyone that you're seeing at the present time?
Starting to talk to somebody new.
Okay, well, let's find out about the fella. See if he's good for you. What's his first name?
Ralph.
Ross?
Ralph, yeah.
Oh, Ralph, R-A-L-P-H.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, let's find out about Ralph. Headstrong.
Yes.
He's got a unique sense of humor. Sometimes talking to him is like pulling hen's teeth, which stresses you.
Right.
He's a go-getter. If he wants something, he goes after it.
Yes.
Is Ralph a relationship for her? Okay. The angels are telling me Ralph is a relationship for you, but you got to come with patience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Him, yes.
Yep, you got to have patience with him. The relationship, I believe, would be good. I would take it on a trial basis, like 90 days, and then there's an expiration date. You know, to kind of fill him out, because he could change, like the wind. Now I see him, as a kid say, jaw-jacking, like he likes to talk. Or hear himself talking. Mm-hmm. He's in love with his own voice.
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, I did all the work with him, so I think you're right on the 90-day thing.
Yeah, give him 90 days to prove himself. And after that, you can, like I said, do an expiration date. But, yeah, give him a few months and see what happens. Because I see changing for the better, but it's also some things, if you're patient about him, too.
Right.
And your communication... he's not a spiritual being, but he does communicate, and he's mental, and he enjoys sex. So I would say in between. Nina?
I'm picking up that he's a good guy. There's no reason for you not to date him right now. But yeah, like cars, give him a trial run and see what happens.
He has to show me a lot. Just didn't know, because I just came from there, so. Well, he does love sex and all that stuff. And
yeah, but I mean, you want more than that. You know, you want a substance and foundation. And that could occur with this gentleman. That's why I'm saying give it 3 months. Do a lot of communication, understanding. I also ask him about his health, you know, physically, is he in good health? And then mentally, that'll let you know in your conversation about him, but he is a good spirit.
Right.
Kind of a no-nonsense guy, you know. He might be a little too strict to himself. He needs to, like, blossom out. Be happy, be fun, be positive, come out. Don't be so strict.
Right.
But that's on him. That's not within your relationship. That's what he does. You know how people say, I'm harder on myself than anybody else? Well, that's the way he is. So he just needs to come out of that and understand, you know, life is life. You don't have to get mad at yourself. And if you do, forgive yourself and thank God and move on. Yeah. Move on.
True. Cool. Appreciate it. And what did you mean by a mental, like, if he's happy, that's what you mean? The mental thing.
If he's happy?
That's what you mean by with his mental, I guess, state.
Oh, the mental state is talking to him, how he views different things in life. Yeah, from a relationship to working and children. Get his views on. That's why I say I can see that he's changing. So maybe some things that he didn't understand in the past, you can be his teacher and say, well, have you looked at it from this point of view? You know.
Right. True.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. Cool. I appreciate it.
Oh. Okay. Well, you on point then. Go on with it, girl.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're doing good. All right, Rosemary. Well, have a wonderful week and have a wonderful time with your new guy.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Next caller, area code 617. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good, good. You look beautiful in your picture. I like the blonde.
Oh, thank you. She comes out every now and then. Then I have to put her away because she's fast.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a nut. Oh, so what you got for me today, girl?
Well, my friend and I, we had a little misunderstanding about something. And I want to know if we are still good.
Did you say your son or your friend?
My friend.
Friend. Do you mind if we have her first name, please?
Sure. His name is Alan.
Okay.
He is so unhappy at home. Bless his heart. God, that came
yes,
through fast. Whew, that came through super fast. All right, angels. Posed to look at you that you are who you are, not to compare you with nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
What's ever going on the other side, you're totally two different people. That's not you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His jaws are
not
tight. I see him grinding his teeth like he's so. Mm-hmm.
He's not comparing me to what's going on in his personal life.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That he doesn't. He doesn't.
Okay.
He shouldn't compare you to anybody else. You're who you are, and other people are who they are. You know
yes.
what I mean? But yeah, his jaws are tight though. It's not so much anger as frustration and stress.
And
he is not a happy camper. Go ahead.
It's not you, Lisa.
No. Yeah, it has nothing to do with you. Uh-uh.
Yeah, okay. It's circumstances. So, yeah, I would just give him a call. There's no problem between you and him.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, good.
No, you two are fine.
Good.
No. Actually, you're like his relief. You're like a
yes.
drink of water for
True.
Him.
True.
So,
true. And we're
no,
getting
it's
closer.
Nothing to do with you.
We're
you're fine.
A
you're perfect. Okay, because I was going to say
getting,
you're
we're
perfect.
Getting a, we're getting a lot closer.
Good.
We're getting a lot closer.
He wants that change that Obama talked about. He wants a change. Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
I
Lord.
Want that change for him, too. But he's sticking
yeah.
around. I don't understand why he's continuing to stick around.
Oh, sister, that's going
to
change big time. Uh-uh. It's going to change big time. I'll tell you what, by the end of the year, just put this on your back burner. He might ask you to go out for New Year's to be with him. And he's
oh.
going to mean that, too. When he says that, he's going to mean that. He wants to
okay.
spend New Year's with you. To end the year and
okay.
begin the year with you. Because I think at that point in time, he'll be single again. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll be single again?
Yeah, because all that's going to be gone very shortly.
Wow.
There's a big ba-boom that's coming down the pipe. So, yep, enough is enough.
Wow. So you think he's going to ask me to spend New Year's with him?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
He wants to start the year with a good person that he feels comfortable about and feel good about, and that's you.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
He's going to ask you.
He's,
you don't have any plans, would you spend New Year's with him?
That'd be good.
Yeah. But I think he'll be gone. Before,
okay.
way before that, he's going to be gone. Not
okay.
from you, but from his situation, yeah. That will have
well,
changed.
Well, he just, you know, he hasn't told me exactly what's going on. Matter of fact, he hasn't told me anything. He's given me the impression that, you know, this is his love, this is his girlfriend. You know, I know he wants to save face. I get it. I get it. He doesn't want to act like he's a loser, which he's not.
No. Mm-mm.
You know, but he's
that's
he
just not
confessed.
A situation. He should be bless his heart, but it shouldn't
wow.
be. Yeah,
wow.
he shouldn't be in that situation.
I mean, he's told me that they're not on the same energy level, and I'm assuming
no, their
sexual
season
level.
Has passed. Their season has
oh.
passed. It's done. Yep. Yep.
All right.
So he'll. Yep, he will. You're gonna hear from him anyway, but.
He did mention something about the islands. He did mention something about the islands to me. He asked me if I've ever gone, and I told him no. And he's never gone. He said that he's going to look into it, but he didn't ask me.
He might. He might. Oh, I would love to go to the islands. Yes. Okay. When we going?
Mm-hmm. Let me get my passport ready. But okay, yeah. This is good. I'm glad that this didn't, our misunderstanding didn't sever.
Oh no!
Because you know, I can be
no.
a little bit of a hothead. I can be a hothead, and he's kind of gentle, but I can be a hothead.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. It balances out between the two of you.
Okay.
Hey, being a hothead is a good. I'm French, and I have a terrific hothead.
You do, Nina?
I do.
I wouldn't even think that with you.
Oh no, I can be a terrific hothead, but it takes a lot to get me to that point, and you don't want to
yeah.
see me get to that point.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Just like with people, I'm like, you don't want to release the Kraken. I can be the Kraken. You don't want to release. Do not release the Kraken. Keep it in its cage, please. Please.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's not out of malice. It's not. There's no ill intent. It's just that I'm just
no.
very assertive.
Yeah, it's just emotional, and it's a release for me.
Yes.
Get to
yes.
the point because I've been pushed over the edge. You
yeah,
know,
I'm exactly.
Yeah, you push me over the edge, I'm going to, and that's all there is to it. So, look
right.
out.
Yep. So, with
yeah.
him, that's why
I
say it's
yeah.
a balance. Huh.
Yeah. That's true. Well, this is good. I'm glad. I'm gonna be cool and wait for his invitation.
Oh, he will, but, I mean, you're going to still talk. I mean, don't
oh,
stop
no, we
talking
still talk.
To one
we
another.
See each other. Oh, we see each other almost every other day or every day.
Okay, why I'm telling you there's going to be a big change because changes are going on now, of course, because we're in the new moon, but we'll be in Mercury retrograde from December 19th to January 8th, and during that time, that's when that split is going to happen permanently.
Oh, okay.
That AB situation will no longer exist. So that's why I'm telling you, for New Year's, he's going to ask you, you know, do you want to spend, you know, start the year off together?
Okay.
And spend New Year's together. So it's his way of like, I'm ready now. So watch for that.
Right. Exactly.
Because he's going to say I'm ready because he's not going to be, yeah, that will no longer exist, that AB
okay.
situation. So, yep.
Okay, that's
yeah.
good. Because I think that's the reason why we haven't gotten as close as I would like
yeah.
to see us.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa. To stay here and talk to you for the rest of the show, but we've only got another 12 minutes.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's right. All right. Ladies, thank you so much. Lynnis, you look beautiful. So thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Week, young lady.
You
all right.
Well. You as well.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, we got to get to these calls. Area code 512, you're on the air with Nina and Lynnis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marie. How are you?
Hi, Marie. Doing terrific. And yourself?
Good. I'm doing fine, thank you. I have a question. It's not about love. It's more about relocation. I know it's coming, and just seeing if you can pick up on the next position, career position, that you see for me.
Okay, when you said relocation, I got immediate pain on the right-hand side of my head. Should
okay.
you be moving?
No.
That's what I'm getting, too, that you shouldn't be relocating because that headache came up real quick.
So I got the same thing, and I was wondering why, and it was on the right side as well. So, yeah, be careful if you are going to relocate, Marie.
Okay, so you're saying that, okay, currently I'm not where I'm currently at, where I permanently live. So when you say relocating, I shouldn't relocate back where I permanently am, or should I not leave where I'm permanently at?
You should go back to where you belong, is what I'm getting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. And you're picking up that I shouldn't relocate. Interesting, because the energy feels good where I'm at.
Yeah, well, the relocation, what a headache tells me, is bad, that you shouldn't relocate.
Okay.
It would be a bad move.
So, career-wise, what are you picking up on my next career position?
That's two questions. We can only answer one right now, Marie.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay.
It's okay. You can call back in.
Okay,
so
you.
Don't relocate. Go back to where you're supposed to be and you're fine. But if you relocate at this time, it's not going to be good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Marie. Wish you the very best.
Sure.
Have a wonderful week, young lady. And we've got area code 860. Mm-hmm. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Nina. How are you?
Doing fine. And who is this, please?
Amy.
Oh, okay. Hi, Amy. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Oh, terrific. What can we help you with today, young lady?
I'm just wondering if you see positive people around me, friendships, because it just feels like everybody around me, in a good way, everything happens for the highest good, they're kind of falling away, and it's been a while, and I just know my value and my self-worth. I really believe in myself, and I just want to meet like-minded people, so I'm wondering what you guys see for that.
You're the
you
one
know,
picking
you
the
be...
people.
Go
yeah,
ahead,
pick...
Nina.
You're the one picking the people around you right now, Amy.
There's a lot of what? I'm sorry?
You're the one picking the people around you.
Well,
so
no. I let go of them. There's nobody around me now. Because, like I said, they've fallen away due to my choices. For my highest good. I know what I needed to do.
Okay, well then, just continue on the path that you're on right now, and you will attract that.
Okay, because it's been a while. It's been
you know
a long
what?
Time like this.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while for that good to shine through. So
yeah.
don't push things. It will all come in time.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you're
you
creating
surrounded.
This.
Yes.
Right.
And I see you surrounded by people of like mind and positive influences and everything else. But it is going to take time. Hey, it's taken me 63 years to get to where I am right now.
Right. Yes.
So
I understand that. I do. I just, you know, like what I'm trying to do is I'm manifesting my birthday's next month. So I'm actually having a party for myself. So, and I'm just inviting people. Whoever shows up. But it's the time to celebrate myself in the sense of because the value that I have within myself. I'm always doing for other people. And it's not like I don't want to do for other people, but it's time for self-care.
Well, and that's a good thing. And if you continue on you will be surrounded by people that will care about you as much as you care about them. But like I said, you can't rush this.
No, I understand that.
This is something that takes time. Do you think
my vibration's going to be magical? Is it going to be good then with the friends? And it's the same question, but it's in 3 weeks.
Yeah. In three weeks, no. No. Can't happen in 3 weeks.
No, I'm talking about, am I going to have a good time at my birthday? I just
of course you are.
It. Yeah.
Of course you are. If you go in with a positive attitude, of course you are.
All right. Okay.
Gladys, you got
anything
else?
No, I agree with you totally. I'm just listening, yeah. Nope, I'm in total agreement.
Awesome. So, Amy, you're manifesting the positive life that you want.
Amen. And don't worry about people falling to the side. I'll tell you something. The more enlightened that you become, less people are around you. And that's because the energy is protecting you.
That's true. Oh, I like that. Thank you. That helps me a lot. Because it can be, you know, like the Robert Frost, take the road less traveled. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. I like that, what you said.
Well, and I'm going to, in case we don't hear from you between now and 3 weeks, happy birthday, Amy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. Yes, happy birthday, Capricorn.
Oh, I'm a Saggy. I'm right at
the
end of it. Yeah.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Sagittarius.
thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Many blessings.
Love to
thank
you, too. Wishing you the very best. Yes, ma'am. Okay, our next caller is area code 910. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
This is from North Carolina. Hi, ladies. How you guys doing? Just one quick question, relationship-wise. What's coming up?
I'm sorry, I missed your first.
For me.
Monica. She missed your name. Monica.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. She wants to know what's coming up relationship-wise.
Ooh, I'm getting a headache. Why am I getting a headache?
I just got one on my right temple, too.
My sinuses bother me. I say that. Probably because I had to go to the ER last night, but my sinus have a real bad sinus infection, and it has been bothering the right side of my face.
Okay, that's what we picked up your pain. Okay. All right, back to the guy.
Hey, Lennox, we're good.
Yes, ma'am. Tell me the name of the guy that kind of likes you now. Just his first name. Just his first name.
I don't know, Lennox. What was this guy named that supposed to be liking me, but he dropped off the scene, I guess.
Isn't he Spanish?
He's
Spanish,
from Argentina.
Yeah, he's Spanish. Okay.
Leonard, or whatever. That guy never called back. Yeah.
Okay, Leonard. Okay, let's see what we pick up on Leonard.
Ow, headache.
Ooh, Leonard gave you a bad headache?
Uh-huh.
What is it about him that's not right?
Ooh. Monica, what's wrong with Leonard?
As far as I'm concerned, my perspective of he's a liar.
Okay, thank you. That makes sense. That's why I'm getting this headache. Okay, he's not for you, honey. Let's move on, Lennox.
Yeah, because I just got a headache too. Like something's not promising what he put out there. Yep, I got that, Nina. Not promising. His promises are blank.
Lies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what's coming up. I saw a guy on this site, your POF site, but I see this guy and he's interested. He's a white guy, and he's in construction. How about that? He's a white guy in construction, closer to home. They're telling me he's closer to home. You're going to meet him on a fluke when you go home during the holidays. Okay.
I'm picking up ice skating or hockey. Is there any hockey or ice skating near you?
I'm in North Carolina, so I don't really know. But not knowing Tennessee, no.
Yeah. For,
okay,
don't ask
so
why.
Must be up there in North Carolina then. That's where he is.
Yeah, because I picked up ice skating, hockey. It's something to do with ice. Like ice skates on ice. So I don't know why. I'm just relaying what I'm picking.
Yeah, water is involved. But I see a man, they're showing me a man, Nina, and water is involved, but I don't see him by water, but they're telling me this man has something to do with water. So I don't know who that is. This is an older gentleman. This guy could be like 60 down to 55. I'd say between 55 and 60. No children. Or he's got grandchildren. I think a daughter died. Looked like the daughter died. But anyway, he does have grandchildren. What else am I seeing about this guy? I keep seeing water. And of course, ice skating, that's water, just frozen water.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you're going to meet him at. Yeah, you are. They're telling me now he's out there with his granddaughter. Or grandson, one of the two, or both. Either two kids or with one kid, and he just took them out to do some ice skating, you know, fun activity with your grandchildren. So that's about it. But, yeah, I'd go for the skating rink. I feel more prominent on that line. But, yeah, so I think that's where you're going to meet him. Ice skate, ice arena, whatever, and he's tall. His granddaughter is probably about 7 or 8. So if you happen to go to one, to an ice skating rink, and just sit there if you don't want to skate, look for this gentleman. He's medium built. He's tall and medium built. But he really is enjoying his granddaughter, skating around, seeing her have fun. So, yeah, I would introduce myself to him.
Alrighty.
You're telling me I want to go out and skate, too, but I'm a little hesitant.
Yeah,
he might help you.
Sorry, Monica, but we can only tell you what we're picking up.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what
yeah.
it is, exactly.
Yep, so Leonard, we just kick him to the curb.
Oh, yeah, Leonard.
And go
Leonard
for this new guy.
Leonard is one of
yeah,
those guys that he wishful thinking, he'll be all right. Ain't got
yeah.
time, though. He'll be all right.
Yeah. That's wrong. Well, go back to your POF again, but I also feel, like Nina said, in ice skating, and he's around water, so maybe that's where you're going to meet this gentleman at, is at an ice rink. If not, something to do where water is. And it is getting cold.
Yeah, I'll be back in Tennessee by then, but for the foremost part, but hey, who knows where I might be?
Yeah.
Alrighty, ma'am.
Okay. I don't know. You say that they don't have that back in Tennessee, but you might be surprised. It could be some little ice rink or something there. Now, no? They
no,
never put an
enough,
ice rink in
not...
down there? Huh.
No. We don't even get that kind of weather.
No, they have ice rinks inside now.
Inside. Yes, inside.
Not in our malls, they don't. But anyway, who knows?
Oh.
It could be up the road some kind of way, but I don't ever doubt you, Dennis. You're never going to strip me wrong at all.
Yeah.
Well, that was my vision anyway, so... If it's wrong,
okay.
No, I'm seeing water. You saw the ice, so we're both close that this guy is near water, either ice skating or somewhere near water that she's going to run into him.
Yep, you are, for sure.
And this man is spiritual. He is spiritual,
oh, yeah.
So I take it he's in. You did too, Nina? Yeah, he's definitely active in, if not active in church. He goes to church, but he's a very spiritual being.
Yeah, very nice man. Very nice
yep.
man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
all right,
is.
Well, good luck, Monica, and call
well,
us
thank
back.
You, ladies. Thank you,
welcome.
Yes. Yes. All right, you're most welcome. All right, Miss Nina, it's about that time on the wall so I can get these people out of my bedroom and back here in the living room.
I would like to thank everybody for being in the chat room today. I've had a full house in there, and thank you very much for being there with me, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure to help all of you out in the chat room. And thank you all for being on the phone with us today. Really interesting topics. Once again, love life. Wow. Really? Come on. Get out there. You can't meet them if you're inside.
That's the truth. That
and
the truth.
Just to all remember, please, the new moon is coming up. Put your intentions out on paper. Put it somewhere where that moon can hit it, the moonlight can hit it, and know that those intentions will be seen and they should be reacted on.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay.
You have a football game. I have a football
yes,
game.
Yes, the Seahawks are playing, and I'm hanging up real quick. So thank you, everybody, again. Just to piggyback on Miss Nina, and if no one's told you that they love you today, me and Nina do, and we wish the best for all of you, that you have a wonderful week and enjoy the holidays. Okay?
Yes, have a wonderful week, and we will see you all or hear you all on Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am. Ha ha! Have a good week, everybody. Good show, Nina. Thank you.
Hi, Lannis. Love you.
Love you, too. I'm headed to the football. Watch yours, too. I hope we win and you guys win. Bye-bye.